Take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The heat is on from Missouri to Maine as 17 states are dealing with heat advisories or warnings today as temperatures will be above 90 degrees and with humidity, it will feel like over 100 for millions of people. Faith Lustig is a public health official. She has some tips on how you can beat the heat.
Not wait till you're thirsty and to drink water. Not alcohol or caffeine beverages, but water.
And what about your four-legged friend?
Make sure that they are definitely, if they're outside, in the shade and have a water source at all times.
NFL legend and activist Jim Brown has been met with some backlash after expressing his support for President Trump and his opposition to athletes protesting during the national anthem. Today he joined Fox News to talk about why he's a fan of President Trump.
Well, I'll tell you, the greatest thing about America is that we all have our opinions and our thoughts. Nobody is totally correct in everything that they do. I have access to the president, and anytime I have access to the president, and he will listen to my thoughts, that's all I can ask of him. And that's what I do. So this president is accessible, and he's different. He's challenging, and he pays attention to what I say.
Brown also said in that same interview that he would not protest our national anthem by kneeling. He says there's other things that can be done, which has taken some criticism from some of the folks on the left. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots support our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this beyond belief like I did, check their website, unitedpatriots.org. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, we're going to learn about the Friends of the Israeli Defense Force. Since Israel is our nation's only reliable ally in the Mideast, and maybe in the world, we need to know about them. Then we'll talk Air Force football with Coach Todd Calhoun, and of course we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag military history and our Armed America Report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's a pleasure to introduce Israeli Defense Force Reserve Major General Meir Khalifi Amir. He's the National Director and CEO of the Friends of the IDF here in the United States. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, General.
Hello. Thank you for having me in your program. It's a real pleasure and honor to be with you.
Mayor, start by telling us about your service in the IDF. Why did you join? How did you join? What kind of positions have you held?
So, as you know, what I am joined the IDF because in Israel, it's a privilege to serve in the IDF. Every one that is 18 years old, doesn't matter if he's a man, woman, doesn't matter about his religious, he need to give back to his country. It's a mandatory service. So I also, when I was 18 years old, I joined the IDF and I decided that I will do the best that I can for my country. So I served in the IDF 33 years in many different commanding units, starting in the Paratrooper Brigade for 15 years, leading Infantry Brigade in the IDF, after that leading two divisions, one in the Lebanon border and other in Sinai, Egypt border. And I was the Deputy Chief of the Ground Force Command, and my last role, I can say that I had a huge privilege to serve the security advisor to the two last prime ministers in Israel, Ehud Olmert and Benjamin Netanyahu.
Well, it sounds like you weren't bored with your career, and I don't have to ask you if you served in combat, because unlike American soldiers who go to combat, it comes to you. So I'm sure, and we don't need to go into much detail, that you had numerous occasions to defend your country.
Yes, the reality in Israel, it's quite challenging. We are living in a very tough neighborhood. And yes, in my career, during my 33 years, we faced, some of operations, some of wars, and it was challenging. But at the end of the day, I can say that thank God that we have generation after generation, those so committed young men and women that put their lives day by day to protect the Jewish state and to create for each and every one of us better world to live in.
Mayor, in my two visits to Israel, the most recent one about 3.5 years ago, besides being a fan of the country, having visited, I know that as a general statement, you alluded to this, everyone serves in the military. That's every Jew is expected to serve. Non-Jews may serve. Is that correct?
Yes, mostly it's correct, but for example, we have the Druze in Israel, and also them, they must serve as part of our citizens in our country. And all the others, it's about, they can serve or not. But the good news that I can tell you that more and more and more from those different parts of the Israeli society coming to serve, if you are talking about the ultra-Orthodox, if you are talking about Bedouin, if we are talking about Christian Arabs, that they are joining the IDF with a bigger number every year. At the end of the day, they understand that all of us living in the same country, sharing the same faith. And they understand that as they get from this country so much, and they can compare it to what is going in the other Arab countries in the Middle East around us. So what happened there and what they get as Israeli citizens in Israel. So they understand that also they need to give back to this country, to protect to this country, to protect the citizens in this country. It doesn't matter if they are Arab, Jew, Circassian, Bedouin. And at the end of the day, I can say that we have more of them that are part of the IDF, that are part of these, can say, one of the best military, of course, in the Middle East, but maybe not only in the Middle East, but with the highest moral and code of ethics in the world when we're talking about military.
Yes, sir. My observation would agree with that statement of yours. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing Israel and the Israeli Defense Force with Major General Meir Khalifi Amir. You mentioned that your military is composed of most of all citizens. they don't have to serve indefinitely. They serve for a while on active duty and then go into the reserves. Even that's not indefinite. Am I right?
About whom you're talking?
About people in Israel who join the military, whether citizens or non-citizens.
All the people that at the end of the day join the military in Israel, that are living in Israel, they are citizens of Israel.
Okay. And they would serve a certain number of years, and then they would be in the reserve for a while. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. In Israel, you are serving, if you are a man, you are serving 3 years. If it's a woman, she served 2 years. Only if she joined the combat units, so she can serve 3 years. We have those that decide, you know, to go to officer school and to become officers in the IDF and, you know, serving more than those 3 years. Some of them another 2 years, some of them 33 or 40. It depends about his career or her career. I say that, for example, in the woman side, my wife, she's a brigadier general, and she served 30 years in the IDF. So you can find from all this kind of range of time of serving in the IDF, many different people that are serving from 2 years to 30 and more than that years. And yes, after that, most of the Israeli military is the reserve, is not the regular army. And when they are completing their service after 2 or 3 years, they are serving in the reserve for many, many years. Combat soldiers, it's around till 45, 47 years old. And those the other, they are supporters of combat soldiers and other kind of service. They can serve also till 50, 55 years old. So in Israel, you can be a doctor, you can be an engineer, you can be a professor, but you know that when you get a call, you leave all what you are doing and you are coming to your units, because it's about that. We have wars, when we have big operations, we need most of the Israeli citizens that can serve to be part of the IDF.
Yes, sir. American soldiers, as I said before, go away to fight, but Israelis literally fight where they live, and Israel is not that big a country. And as I understand it, your active service role is really to stop the enemy long enough for the reserves to mobilize so that the reserves can deal with the problem, something very different than we do in America. Am I correct in that, that that's the idea, that the active army stops the enemy while the reserves are mobilizing to deal with it?
Yeah, as I said at the beginning, we are surrounded by different kind of enemies. They're trying to destroy us, generation after generation. And thank God that we have the strong IDF that protect the state of Israel. And I can say that the IDF is the guarantor of the existing of the state of Israel. And as I told you before, you know, when we have those kind of challenges, if it's a war or big operation, it doesn't matter if you are like in your mandatory service or if you are now calling from home as a reserve to be part of this war or operation that we have to protect our country. At the end of the day, everyone knows in Israel when he is living there that it's part of his life. It's not something that it's unique, that only some of the people in Israel are doing it. Everyone knows that it's part of his responsibility, is part of his roles as an Israeli citizen. And thanks to that, you know, when we call them, all of them, they are coming immediately without any question and doing their job in the best way. So it's according to our reality in this area, and it's something that, you know, I wish to say that maybe for the next years to come, we will not need them, but it's something that as I see the reality, as I see the situation, I believe that we'll need them for another some of generation.
Yes, sir, I fear that you're right. There's clearly more to discuss about the IDF and how we can be their friends, and General Amir will stay with us. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts and stay there till we return. I want you to lean in mean.
Spartan Ash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember. As a national partner with Honor and Remember, Spartan Ash is deeply committed to never forgetting those who paid the ultimate price in service to our country.
The Honor and Remember flag serves as a symbol of remembrance, and Spartan Ash flies the Honor and Remember flag at all facilities. The flag artwork is on our fleet of tractor trailers, which travel nearly 67 million miles each year.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com and HonorandRemember.org.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. According to the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, 80% of rape victims knew their attacker. Be careful who you let into your life. If they don't feel right to you, then don't associate with them. My experience has taught me this. When you let crazy people into your life gets crazy. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show today Louis Reyes. Chief Master Sergeant Louis Reyes is the Senior Enlisted Advisor for AFES, the Army and Air Force Exchange Service. What we're talking about here is the post and base exchanges on military facilities. Anyway, welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Chief.
Hey, thank you for having me, sir. Appreciate it.
Chief, tell us about your time in the Air Force. When and why did you join? What kind of jobs have you had?
Well, you know, I joined back 1997, been in about 20 years now. I wanted to do something different. Coming from Newark, New Jersey, I was kind of tired of, you know, being out there. I was kind of tired of school, to be honest. And I wanted to do something different with my life, travel, see the world. And I figured the military would be a great way to go. Signed up for the Air Force, became a communications operator. Started off there at Tinker Air Force Base at Combat Com. Went on over to Camp Humphreys doing the same thing. Then headed over to Aviano Air Base, Italy. Did a few tours at the embassy, Lackland Air Force Base, Hickam Air Force Base, Hawaii, and here I am now at the Army and Air Force Exchange Service learning retail.
Wow. You covered a bunch of stuff, but as you move up, your perspective broadens and you have to be more responsible for more stuff than back when you were a hands-on guy, right?
Yes, sir, of course, right? When you're a young airman, you know, E1, E2, E3, E4 also, you do what you're told. Then as an E5, you know, you start getting responsibility. You become an NCO. You're responsible for more people. E6, it grows. E7, it starts growing. It starts multiplying. And you go from the tactical level leadership to the operational level leadership. And when you get up to the E9 level, now you're thinking more strategic.
Okay. Talk about your role at the exchange right now. What's your role now? What do you do?
I'm the senior enlisted advisor, so I'm the liaison between the military members and the civilian leadership at AFES. So whenever, customers have questions or comments, they can reach out to me, ask me questions, or if they have feedback on some of the things going on in the store, I provide that feedback over to the civilian leadership. That's one of the tasks. Another one, we also have commanders and sergeant majors. We have two sergeant majors, one in Europe and one in TAC. And they also get the pulse of the customer out there and provide that feedback back to the exchange leadership. For example, in Europe, we're planning on not building, but per se having a fixed exchange in Poland. And right now it's kind of temporary in a MFE, a mobile field exchange, but we want to make that more permanent. And that's what the leaders do. That's what we do. We provide that link between the military commanders at the base, at the garrison, and the civilian leadership, and kind of bridge the gap of understanding to support the service members and how the exchange could further help them complete the mission, and with regards to being ready and, being resilient and having the things they need out there at the front lines.
For those who maybe have never been in exchange, it's not quite a supermarket because the focus is not on food, but it's about everything else, isn't it? Talk about what kind of products you guys provide in most exchanges.
The exchange is great, right? It's similar, I don't like comparing areas, but it's similar to like a Target or a Walmart or a Macy's, but we also provide fast food options. For example, Burger King, Subway's, Charlie's. We also provide services such as haircuts, optometry, dental clinics. It's a little bit of everything in the store. So when you walk into the BX, the first thing you'll probably see is women's clothing on the right. As you go along the store, it'll move into men's clothing. Then it'll go into the power zone area, which has TVs, electronics. Then you have outdoor living. Of course, you have makeup. You have HVC products, which are more for household products, like medicines and home products, home care products, shampoos, conditioners, items like dog food. A little bit of everything that you would find at a main store at a Walmart would be in there besides the food options, of course. We do have some foods that are expresses at our express stores, which are kind of like convenience stores. And from there, you could get gas, fast food, quick snacks, alcohol, tobacco, items like that that could be picked up relatively quickly, and you could head out on home. To put into perspective, we've been around for about 123 years. We're the 56th largest retailer in the United States. That's larger than Neiman Marcus and Dick's Sporting Goods. We generate about $8.6 billion in revenue, and fiscal year 17, we gave back $376 million in earnings to the installations and our service members. In short, all that money goes back to support the military community and the quality of life programs, MWR, morale, welfare, and recreation.
That's awesome. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the Army and Air Force Exchange Service with Chief Master Sergeant Louis Reyes. Chief, the purpose of the exchange is to provide the kinds of products American servicemen and women are used to having when they're, particularly if they're overseas, but if they're not overseas, if they're on a base wherever, a post or base, they can go there and buy the kind of stuff they could buy downtown. If they're overseas, they don't have to live on the local economy using local products. They can use what they're used to. Am I right?
Absolutely correct. The one benefit we have stateside, of course, overseas, we have a captive audience, right? With the stores there, it's kind of hard to go to a German or Italian market and find those American-made goods. But stateside, we provide tax-free shopping for all military members and all members that are allowed to shop there, dependents, retirees, 100% disabled veterans that are allowed to shop on base. That's how we keep our audience here in the States is tax-free. And especially in states like Texas, the 8.5% tax rate, or New York City, which has a high tax rate, you could go into the stores up there and find a lot of items tax-free. And, of course, like you said, bringing a taste to home to those service members overseas, not only are we in, Germany, Japan, but we're also in the contingency locations. We're also in Iraq, Afghanistan. We're in Cameroon. We're in Tunisia, Poland. We're all over the world bringing a taste to home to those service members out in the field.
Okay. That is awesome. So one final question. The one thing we didn't talk about is major food products. The commissaries are separate from you, correct?
Yes, sir.
So we really have two major organizations here. You guys, while you do provide some food products, your focus is not there. Their focus is primarily on food.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Chief, we got about a minute left. Wrap this up. What key points would you like our listeners to remember from our conversation today?
I'd just like to point out for a lot of the veterans out there who were honorably discharged, we do provide a benefit. It's called the Veterans Online Shopping Benefit, which offers tax-free shopping to all honorably discharged veterans out there. In order to take advantage of this benefit, you just have to go to shopmyexchange.com. Shopmyexchange.com. Put in your information. There will be a link on there that will kind of say, are you a vet? You click on that. You'll put in your information, and it'll be verified with the DMDC data to ensure you are a veteran. And once that occurs, you have an account, and you can shop online tax-free no matter where you're at in the U.S.
And you've been providing that since last Veterans Day, haven't you?
Yeah, so it started last Veterans Day. It's been 4 years in the making. Mr. Shaw, our CEO, started this program 4 years ago. And it took about 4 years of work going up through OSD to get this out there in the field and implemented. And he wanted to give back to those service members who, you know, came back from Vietnam and didn't have anything to come home to. For example, I gave away a smart car over at McConnell Air Force Base. There was a Master Sergeant retired. Master Sergeant Larry Lazar was his name. And he specifically said when he came back from Vietnam, he wasn't appreciated. And this is great that the exchange was able to take care of him. And so this is one of those ways we give back to all those veterans. While we can't get them all on the installation to shop in person, this is a way to give back to them by providing an online shopping benefit to honorably discharged vets so we could take care of them and show them that we care.
Chief, that is awesome. And the website is shopmyexchange.com?
Yes, sir. That's it, shopmyexchange.com.
Chief, thank you for taking time to join us today, and thank you for your service to our nation. I appreciate what you've done and what you're doing now.
Thank you for your service too, sir.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk football with Navy coach Nia Matalolo. Then we're going to open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-armed push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
The owner of a Texas company that makes untraceable 3D printed guns says he's begun selling the blueprints through his website to anyone who wants to make one, despite federal courts barring him from posting the plans online.
Debate is over. The guns are downloadable. Files are in the public domain. You cannot take them back. You can adjust your politics. You will not ask me to adjust mine.
That was Cody Wilson, owner of the website where you can purchase those 3D printed guns. Meanwhile, senators are continuing to honor the late John McCain. Today, one of his close friends, Lindsey Graham, spoke on Fox News.
Appreciate getting the flag down and the president saying something nice. If I had to pick one person to explain America to someone from another planet, it would be John. He could answer the question, who are these Americans? Yeah. Along with Mark Salter's, the most eloquent expression of what America's about came from John.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. It's an honor to welcome back to the show Navy football coach Ken Niumatalolo. We've talked to him before. He's got a great team. He's a great coach. And co-host Quentin Roberts, our football coach, is here too. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy coming to you guys' show.
And Quentin, I'm glad you're back aboard. Glad to see you back at work, dude.
Man, can't wait for 2018 football season. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, it is football season, just about. We're knocking on the door right now. Ken, give us a bit of an overview of how things look to you right now.
Well, I thought, you know, starting off with our bowl game in late December, be able to beat Virginia in a convincing fashion. I thought it catapulted us to a great offseason starting in January when our guys came back from leave, beginning of January, and I thought we have a new strength coach and Brian Fitzpatrick, and he did a really good job, he and his staff, of getting our guys ready, and I was really pleased with our spring practice, and the summer went well, and now that we started our football camp, I've been really excited about what I've seen so far, and we have a long ways to go, but I just feel good with the way our guys are working, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, you're coming off of a 7-6 season where, like you said, you did finish in fine fashion with that victory in the Military Bowl over Virginia. What do you have to do this season for the Navy football team to take things to the next level? I know a conference championship, Commander-in-Chief's trophy, and another bowl win.
Well, you know, as all service academies, you know, I'm sure Troy and Jeff would say the same thing. I mean, most of our games are close, tight games, and we recognize who we are, and so we're not Alabama or anybody, so it's not like we're going to blow people out. And so you have to find a way to win games and not to lose them, and that means playing smart and, you know, taking care of the football and limiting your turnovers and penalties and those sorts of things. And last year, we weren't as good in those areas. You know, we finished 9th in the country in least amount of penalties. And most teams would be happy with that. But, you know, normally we're number 1 or number 2 in the country. And so we just feel like some of those extra penalties or turnover margin wasn't as good. We know we have to do better at that because, you know, a lot of our games, all of our games are pretty much one possession losses. To win those close games, you got to do the little things and take care of the football. Don't beat yourself with penalties. And those are the things that we feel like, Quint, that we got to improve on because it's hard to win football games. And so the best way to win games is to make sure you don't beat yourself.
Well, and you've certainly done a great job with that over the years. And you're right. When I looked at the turnover margin, it was -3 for you, which was very uncharacteristic.
Yes, we're normally in the positive, and we didn't do a very good job, and so we recognize that. You know, we had a close win against Air Force, a close loss to Army, close losses to Memphis and UCF and Houston. Temple was probably the one game that we didn't play very well, and, you know, they got after us. And, you know, in some of our games were close wins against Tulane. You know, so we recognize who we are. It's the one thing we try to preach here. We're still the Naval Academy. It's not like we're going to roll out there, bigger and faster than everybody. And so we just got to make sure that we play to our strengths. And we didn't do a very good job of that last year, and that starts with me as the head coach. I got to do a better job of preparing our team for those types of things.
Well, as we turn to looking at the team on the defensive side, last year you were kind of middle of the pack through the nation. They only gave up about 26 points a game. And so that, like you said, that kept you in most games. Who are your returning stars that we should be looking out for on the defense this year?
Well, up front, the returning starters, will be Jackson Pittman and Jarvis Polu. And our nose guard is Jackson, and defensive end is Jarvis. So we're really excited about him. Mm-hmm. Azir Cromartie is our, one of our outside linebackers. That we're looking for great things from him. Our two inside linebackers, Hudson Sullivan and Taylor Heflin, are guys that have a chance to, be really good for us. I'd mention Josh Webb as our other defensive end, and he's a guy that we're counting on big things from. And in the secondary, everything starts with our team captain and defensive leader, Sean Williams. So he's a guy that, propels us all back there. And we got some young athletic guys back there that need a ton of experience, but hopefully with Sean's leadership on the field during games, along with their coaching, the coaching that he's getting from Coach O'Brien, that he'll settle us down in the secondary. And, those are our guys that, hopefully will catapult us to a good year.
Sure. And then when you look at the other side of the ball, it always starts with the quarterback and the option offense. And you have Malcolm Perry, who's coming back. Yeah, Zach Abey, it looks like Zach is looking at some position flexibility there this year. But, it looks like you're going back to the well. You had another pretty good quarterback from Tennessee once upon a time. I believe Malcolm is from there, too.
Zach did a lot of good things. He rushed for almost 1,500 yards, How many 1,500-yard rushers, get moved. And we feel like he's still going to play some quarterback, just like we did in the bowl game situationally. But, we're obviously a running team, and Malcolm was an option quarterback in high school, a very, athletic quarterback. And we moved him to slot back when he got here. And he's probably one of the most dynamic runners that we've ever had here in my time. And he's still learning, and he's a good kid, a humble kid. And he's coached by Coach Jasper, who's a great coach. And, everything starts with him. Up front, we got, some returning starters at tackles, Andrew Wood and Jacob Hawk. Guys that played a ton of football for us. They'll be pushed with Kendall Wright, who's a guy there, along with Adam Mimosa. Our center, Ford Higgins, is a guy that we're really excited about. We got some young wideouts. We're really, really excited about some freshmen. But the guys up, we're playing wideout, Zach Abey and Taylor Jackson, those will be the starters, along with Ryan Mitchell. He's a guy that we're excited about. And at slot back, we have a ton of young guys, with the two veteran guys being Keone Makikau and also Trey Walker. And our fullback is our offensive team captain, Anthony Gargiulo. And we're expecting a big year from Anthony and his backup of Nelson Smith and Mike Martin.
Well, and I tell you, it looks like you have the makings again of another fine team. You're going through that American Conference. I think this is about the third year now that you're going through the American Football Conference. How have you settled in here? But it gives you a tough schedule pretty much every year, doesn't it?
Really, really tough conference. Just looking at the stats, the last couple of years we've had, just as much, if I think maybe a slight, either we're tied or right below the Big 12 or slightly ahead of them. I can't really remember as far as NFL draft choices from our league.
Wow.
It shows you the quality of players, which, coming into league, I knew they'd be that good, but I didn't realize they'd be that good. And, to have teams like Houston, to beat Florida State in their bowl game, and also last year Central Florida beating Auburn. There's good teams in every league, but we recognize in our league it's tough sledding, and so we got our work cut out for us.
Well, Coach, in addition to the fine football players that you put out fine young men of character and integrity who are going to lead our nation, the Navy and the Marine Corps. and just want to thank you for the work that you do in that area as well.
Thank you, Quinn. That was great talking to you.
Thank you, Coach, for taking time to join us today, and thank you for your service to our Navy, our Naval Academy, our nation. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you very much.
Quinton, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you.
All right.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights, about 50 pounds to do it, and do 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease.
We're Fireflies, and we're out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Imagine being a U.S. combat soldier or Marine facing the enemy, doing your job, fighting the enemy, and then being falsely accused of committing a war crime by our government. This sounds crazy, but during the last 10 years, this has happened too many times. United American Patriots support these wrongfully jailed American heroes by providing civilian attorneys at no cost to the accused or his family. Check unitedpatriots.org.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living Consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on huntertonchamberradio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send me your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first one?
George from Oregon enjoyed the interview with the Coast Guard's chief petty officer. He never realized that such a position exists. He's guessing that all the services have such a position.
George, you're right on. As I recollect, these positions came into existence in the late 1960s during the Vietnam War. The role of senior enlisted advisor is a key position that helps keep balance in our military services.
Mary is a private pilot who has never been to the Oshkosh Air Show but plans to go next year. She wants to know if there is any chance of hooking up with you and your team while she's there.
Mary, absolutely yes. Just email me, Denny@frontlinesoffreedom, the week before the show. That's when I'll have some idea of what we'll be doing, and we'll find a way to hook up. This offer is open to everyone. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day, while thinking about the start of college football, I remembered when I was a plebe at West Point playing intramural football on my company's team. I made the last tackle of the last practice play before the season was to start and tore a ligament on my right knee. I had surgery and stayed in the hospital for several weeks in recovery. Initially, I had to get around on a wheelchair because my leg was in a cast and I had a board sticking out in front of me on which the cast rested. We referred to such wheelchairs as modified stock. Being cadets, we had to find things to do in our spare time, and wheelchair races were really a favorite. The problem was the nurses didn't think that was such a good idea, and the only straight run was right past their office. So races were typically at night when there might be only one nurse on duty, and we needed good intelligence on where he or she might be. But we did have races almost every night. Surprisingly, crashes were few. I might add, with appropriate humbleness, that when I left, I held the record in the modified stock category. Ah, youth.
Oh, so, Colonel, you may have missed your calling. You could have gone into NASCAR.
That's a thought. Not a good one.
If they had, you know,
modified stock wheelchair.
Right, exactly.
Okay, it's military history time, Skip. What's first?
On 27 August 1901, Havana, Cuba, Army physician James Carroll allowed an infected mosquito to feed on him in an attempt to isolate the means of transmission of yellow fever. Days later, Carroll developed a severe case of yellow fever, helping his colleague, Army Doc Walter Reed, prove that mosquitoes can transmit the sometimes deadly disease.
And Walter Reed was certainly one of the most famous Army docs in history.
Yeah. Now, Colonel, that is dedication to your job.
That's dedication. You're right. On 29 August 1916, Congress provided for the first time the mobilization of the Lighthouse Service in time of war, by authorizing the president, quote, whenever in his judgment a sufficient national emergency exists, to transfer their service and jurisdiction to the Navy Department or the War Department, such vessels, equipment, and stations and personnel of the Lighthouse Service as may be deemed to be in the best interest of the country. And, of course, the Lighthouse Service has since become the U.S. Coast Guard.
Yes. On 28 August 1941, over 23,000 Hungarian Jews were murdered by the Gestapo in occupied Ukraine.
Wow. On 27 August 1945, at the end of World War II, Allied fleets anchored in Tokyo Bay within the sight of Mount Fujiyama. Admiral Halsey, commander of the U.S. Third Fleet, was present for what was probably the greatest display of naval might in history. The armada included 23 aircraft carriers, 12 battleships, 26 cruisers, 116 destroyers and escorts, 12 submarines, 185 other vessels. In addition to the American and British ships, there were ships from Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the Netherlands represented. And 3 days later, on the 30th of August, General Douglas MacArthur landed in Japan to oversee the formal surrender ceremony and to organize the post-war Japanese government.
And Japan was instrumental in helping to build that fleet.
Yes, indeed.
On 29 August 1946, the USS Nevada was decommissioned. The Nevada was the lead ship of the two Nevada-class battleships. Her sister ship was Oklahoma. Launched in 1914, the Nevada was a leap forward in dreadnought technology. Four of her new features would be included on almost every subsequent U.S. battleship. Triple gun turrets, oil in place of coal for fuel, geared steam turbines for greater range, and the all-or-nothing armor principle. These features made Nevada the first U.S. Navy super dreadnought. At the end of World War II, the Navy decided that Nevada was too old to be retained, so they assigned her to be a target ship in the atomic experiments that were going to be conducted at Bikini Atoll in July 1946. After being hit by the blast from the first atomic bomb, she was still afloat, but heavily damaged and radioactive. She was decommissioned on 29 August 1946 and sunk during naval gunfire practice on 31 July 1948.
That was a ship that didn't want to sink.
That's right.
On 30 August 1966, Radio Hanoi announced that Deputy Premier Lee Tran Nai had signed an agreement with Peking whereby the People's Republic of China would provide additional economic and technical aid to North Vietnam. China had already been providing support to the communists in Vietnam since the war against the French. When the U.S. became directly involved after the Gulf of Tonkin incident, China increased their support to both North Vietnam and the insurgents in the South. It was this support and that provided by the Soviet Union that permitted the North Vietnamese to prosecute the war against South Vietnam and the U.S. forces there. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What's it this week?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Being 70 and home alone during a break-in might spell trouble, but a woman in Pennsylvania had one thing going in her favor. She owns a gun. When a man broke a window and climbed into her house early one morning, she was prepared. As she heard the intruder coming up the stairs, she grabbed the gun, one she had inherited from her mother. After he opened the door to her room, she fired multiple times, striking him at least once. Though the bullet only grazed his arm, it was enough to send him scurrying off. The suspect ran to a nearby car wash and called 911 to report being shot. He was taken for medical treatment and faces charges.
Thanks, Colonel. Let this story be a lesson to all potential home invaders out there. Old guns still work, and old people still know how to use them. Despite the serious nature of the story, I still find it a bit humorous that it was the bad guy who called the police for help after being shot by an old woman with a gun. This story raises the question, should I call 911 after an altercation? And the answer is definitely yes. The first person to call 911 is generally considered to be the victim. There are documented cases where people have used their firearm to protect themselves, but because they weren't hurt and everything turned out okay for them, they didn't call the police, either because they were busy or just didn't think it was necessary. If you don't call the police, but your assailant does, then any story he tells the dispatcher and police might be believed, because you weren't around to tell the truth. Don't make the police come looking for you. Police have to go looking for criminals, but honest citizens should not hesitate to look for the police. Anytime you have to draw your firearm for self-defense, even if you don't have to shoot, you should call and notify the police. Give them a description of your attacker, your location, and answer any reasonable questions they ask you. In general, criminals do not call the police for help, so the first person to dial 911 will be considered as the victim and given the benefit of the doubt by the police and also in court, should the incident ever get that far. And a short note about old inherited guns. Have them checked out by a competent gunsmith before firing them, just to make sure they're safe. Afterwards, don't forget to take them to the range and practice with them before assuming that they shoot straight. Good job to this woman in Pennsylvania for ridding the streets of one more bad guy. Now she just needs to get to the practice range so that the next time a criminal comes rocking, she hits center mass instead of just scaring him off.
Well said, my friend. Our movie of the month this month is Between Iraq and a Hard Place. Please go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it next week. I really would appreciate your input. The book giveaway this week is Bob Ford's Black Cat 21. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com and put Black Cat 21 in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, attorney David Bolbojana will join us again, this time to join me in a discussion, what does it mean to be a combat warrior, and is our military doing a good job of creating them? We'll also review the movie of the month for August, Between Iraq and a Hard Place, with Ian Raver. And we'll talk with the Army football coach.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of Freedom Choice and home-based products to our commissary patrons around the world.
These brands allow our military service members, veterans, and their families to stretch their commissary benefit, offering you the quality you expect and the savings you deserve. Through Freedom's Choice and Homebase, we're serving our best.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Earlier this summer, the United States suspended their military exercises on the Korean Peninsula as a part of a good faith effort in negotiating with North Korea. Well, Defense Secretary James Mattis said that effort is over and the military exercises are set to resume. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota is a big fan of how the president is handling North Korea.
The administration has taken the correct position, suggesting that until we actually see progress, we're not going to be changing our sanctions attitude. So we haven't taken any sanctions off. Sanctions are still in place. North Korea is still feeling the pressure. And if they want to play games with us, that's fine. They're not going to have any sanctions relief.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, thousands of people will visit the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, Michigan for Aretha Franklin's visitation. People were already lined up as early as Monday at 11 a.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving bull.